It's crazy. So one advice I would give to people, producers, when they first start up, because when you first start, you're just in the ether out there making music. I have no idea what's right or wrong or who's what. And so find a community, a legit community, and become part of it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rave Culture Cast. We are here on Groove Cruise Day 2, and I am here with the one and only Kess. How's it going?
Fantastic.
How are we feeling today?
We're feeling good. Every day on Groove Cruise, everyone dies just a little. Yeah. I'm feeling fantastic.
But it's though. Your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes.
How many birthdays have you celebrated on Groove Cruise now?
So actually, that it happened while I was on it, 2.
Okay.
But it's my 4th Groove Cruise.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what does it mean to be a part of the Groove Cruise fam, especially playing now?
Oh, my gosh. Words, it's hard to put in words because Groove Cruise holds a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
To love, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Love.
Love. Okay. And then tips for, because I'm a newbie, I'm a virgin this year. So what is the key to not just surviving Groove Cruise, but thriving on Groove Cruise?
Pace yourself.
Yeah, fair.
Pace yourself and drop your guard.
Yeah.
And just let yourself go.
Love it. Okay. Do you have a favorite Groove Cruise memory?
Yes, I absolutely do. It was two years ago, the very first Groove Cruise, my very first Groove Cruise. Mm-hmm. And anytime anyone asks that specific question, I always go back to this. And I don't know what happened or why, but people that I consider my Groove Cruise family. Mm-hmm. We met on that first Groove Cruise, like on the second day, and somehow we all became best friends within a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Can't explain the weird magic, but a bunch of other artists, whatnot, Midas, Tribecta, Amity, Rico, Michelle, mm-hmm. Years of War, all them, and then a bunch of the staff like Skeeter. But the last night, Midas was playing a set at the pool deck. And we were all behind him, just having a good time, laughing, drinking. And he's doing his thing live right there. And his manager comes up to all of us and gives us this little solo cup. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And if y'all know Midas, and he plays that music that hits you right in the feels.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dropping one of them songs that gets you all lumpy throat.
Yeah.
And he turns around to all of us and waves us up. And he pops open a bottle of champagne live while everything's going on, and pours a shot in all of our cups.
Aww.
And toasts, and then everyone comes in, and it's like this big old circular moment, toast and drink. The music, you felt like you were in a movie because there's music playing, and then the title credits were gonna come.
Yeah.
But it was a really special moment that kind of like sealed the Groove Cruise fam.
Right.
And I'll never forget it. Never forget it.
And that's, I feel like that like kind of stuff only happens on Groove Cruise as well, right? Like there's special moments here, like you said, just finding friends within hours. Like the amount of people I met on day one already is like crazy. So
You ask every single person here and they'll probably all have their own version of a story like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well I wanna dive into like music and stuff and your story a little bit, but if you had to just describe your sound in 3 words. How would you describe it?
Dark, sexy, progressive.
Ooh, okay. And you're playing how many sets this weekend?
2. I have 2 sets.
Ooh, okay. And what's, I think, Friday and Theater Deck? What's the vibe for that one? Dark,
so,
sexy, progressive.
Yeah. Dark, sexy, progressive. So Friday will be my actual Kess set.
Mm-hmm.
Where it'll be all my music at the theater. I'll be opening the Reborn stage. And then Saturday, I have a casino set, which is a back-to-back with a good buddy of mine named Dan Miles. My last release was a collab with him.
Mm-hmm.
And casino sets are so fun.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and then the back-to-back with a friend is more like a freestyle. While we, I literally called him up like 2-3 days before Groove Cruise. Like, dude, what's the vibe going to be?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Techno? Progress? What do we want? And he goes, dude, I kind of want to go a little darker, like a little more techno-y.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, let's do it. And so I just, opened up my file of music and Beatport and all that stuff. And it's like, this one.
Nice.
So I got a folder of a shit ton of music. And it'll just be feeding off the vibe of him and the crowd.
Ooh, do you have a secret weapon in your sets right now?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That you can reveal?
It's funny, in my... in the Kess sets, I do have, it's a remix actually, but that I made, a bootleg remix that I make that every time I drop it, it gets that reaction that every DJ wants.
Good.
Yeah, I do have one remix that does that.
Ooh. Yeah. All right, we're gonna leave it there. Okay. Your path to music is kind of a crazy story. I don't know if you can give us like a synopsis of that, but I know you come from a military background. Can you give us kind of like the shortened version of your path into music?
Oh my goodness. So I'm in the military, mm-hmm. and I literally retire this year.
Oh my God.
After 20 years.
Wow. So,
I'm a Marine. Mm-hmm. But so I retire this year after 20 years, and then it's just music.
Wow.
Just this, touring, releasing
music.
Such
a huge moment.
So cannot wait. But yeah, so at the end of this year, I'll be done with all that. Oh yeah, I've been in music since I was a kid or whatever. You know, I was always obsessed with it. Like I was in band, you know, I played the mm-hmm. saxophone in grade school through high school. Fun fact, I met my wife in marching band. I learned guitar, and that was my weapon of choice, and I'm a big metalhead by trade.
Mm.
Yeah, I was in all the garage bands and all that mm-hmm. stuff with friends, and cover songs, and it's so much fun. Loved playing the guitar. We'd always break up, heartbreaking, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, personalities, people moving, and I was always just like, it's hard to depend on other people in mm-hmm. music, especially the older you get, because families and whatnot.
Right.
I was like, I'm never gonna be able to do this. And what got me specifically into producing and all that is almost cheesy, but it's very true. I was at EDC, I'll never forget, EDC 2018, because mm-hmm. while I was a metalhead, I was a big raver at the same time.
Okay.
I was at EDC in 2018 with my wife, and we were by the main stage, and I was just getting a drink, mm-hmm. just in line getting a drink. And this artist who, great artist, but I actually don't even listen to him.
Right.
Was on the main stage, and you just hear, it was Slushy.
Oh, okay.
And Slushy literally stops in the middle of his set and starts just talking to the crowd. And he says, hey, 3 years ago, I was standing where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do this, you can do this too. And I was, this, mm-hmm. like having my whatever epiphany or soul searching moment. And I was like, and I looked at my wife and I was like, hey, I want to make this music.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me, and I'm sure in her mind she's just patronizing. She's like, yeah, okay, babe, do that. And I was like, no, I really do. She's like, yeah.
Go for it.
I'll go for it. And I went home, and all of a sudden, Google and YouTube, how do you become a producer and a DJ?
Yeah.
And then just slowly all that, and then, here we are
and
today.
Here you are. Yeah, it's amazing. And how has Neon Owl been involved? Can you talk a little bit about your background with them and what that's meant also to have their support?
Absolutely, Neon Owl family will always have a very, very special place. It's crazy. So one advice I would give to people, producers, when they first start up, because when you first start, you're just in the ether out there making music, have mm-hmm. no idea what's right or wrong or who's what. And so find a community, a legit community, and become part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that starts to open your network and give you guidance, and you know what you're doing right or wrong, and you actually start getting direction.
Right.
And so the collective is Neon Owl, absolutely, was that door for me. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is I almost missed that.
Yeah.
I can literally tie every big moment in my music career back to Neon Owl.
Wow. Yeah.
Via meeting the right person, learning something, improving on just music business.
Mm-hmm.
I could tie everything back to that community. But one of the co-founders, Ray Huang,
shout out Ray,
sent me just a cold DM, just slid into my DMs, and it was just a, hey, so you're into the music scene, here's a flyer to this event we throw called Open Door Sessions. At the time, everything was virtual, it was COVID years. And it's free to join. And as soon as I saw free, I'm like, spam.
Right.
I'm gonna delete this. And I look, and then the flyer was really busy. And I look, and I'm lazy. I was like, I'm not reading all that.
Right.
And I'm this close to deleting it, which would have altered the course of my life.
Yeah.
And I saw the word Anjuna. That's all I saw. I saw the word Anjuna like in the middle. I was like, whoa. Anjuna.
Yeah.
And I look, and one of the panelists was affiliated to Anjuna. I was like, whoa, this can't be spam.
Right.
And so I kind of looked at it, went to their Instagram page. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll give it a shot.
Nice.
And I instantly fell in love with, I'd never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
These panelists, the talk, how they invited the community and were helping artists. It's almost like a philanthropy thing on their part mm-hmm. at that time. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then after that, I signed up for the next one, and then I just slowly started talking to, Ray, the co-founder, mm-hmm. his sister Elaine, who's the CEO, mm-hmm. happens to be my manager now.
Yeah. It's come full circle.
And yeah, it's come full circle. Yeah. And now, like, they're all family and probably the closest people I'm with outside of my wife and direct family.
For sure. It's amazing. I agree with you to, like, have that support, or, like, finding, like, your people in this, like, industry or scene to, like, actually, like, connect with, find mentors. Like, all of that is so important. So it's amazing to see it coming around. We're losing the background again. I'm gonna keep going. Okay. Last couple questions here. Sorry. Okay. Any advice for artists who are juggling, like, work, family, like, music on the side?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever you do, do not quit your job. Mm-hmm. For the love of God, do not quit your job. A lot of people, as far as I see them, like, literally at my phase right now, where I'm at mm-hmm. in the career, and they like smell the barn, or they think mm-hmm. it's a movie, and they're like, oh my God, I'm doing this well with a job. If I just quit my job, I'll skyrocket. And it's literally the opposite.
Yeah.
And they quit, and I've seen it so much. They quit their job, and I almost know the schedule within 1 year. They end up completely hating the music industry, hating mm-hmm. themselves, feeling like failures.
Right.
Because one thing you can't do with the music industry is control the pace.
Right.
You cannot control the pace. Mm-hmm. The pace, well, you can do things to help it.
Right.
But the pace controls you.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're not doing it because you love it out of passion, and now you're doing it for survival because mm-hmm. you don't have that job, everything starts to shift.
Yeah.
So, for the love of God, keep your job.
I feel that energy. Okay, and lastly, what's in store for 2024?
Oh,
next for you.
2024 is turning out to be the most exciting year ever so far, because I've reached this point now. This is the first year it happened where I have a release schedule for the year already, where I have songs signed to labels throughout the end of summer already. For the first time ever, I've had to be like, okay, wait, I don't need any signings right now.
Yeah.
I gotta wait. It's really cool. It's exciting. And then some shows lined up. Group Cruise. And it's extremely exciting. And then my next release comes out in February on the biggest label I've signed to yet. Dim Mock, with the most talented person ever, Britt Lawrie.
Wow.
And such a fun song, because I got to play it. I played it out on my shows, but she's got to follow me to my shows twice. And I've been able to call her, and she jumps on stage. And Britt just owns the stage when she's on there.
Awesome.
And it's so fun. And that's normally when I drop that song, that's one of my favorite songs to drop so far, because the crowd goes crazy, and it doesn't hurt when Britt's there.
Right, right.
So I'm incredibly excited for that release next month. And
amazing.
Then, won't talk about the other ones. There's so many other ones.
Yeah,
just stay tuned for
2024. Amazing. I'm so excited for you. This has been, it's like so cool to see your world here at Groove Cruise. I'm excited to be here with you and your group. Happy birthday again.
Thank
Go
you
crush
so
it with your
much.
Set. Thank you so much, Kes.
No, thank you so much
for
the interview.
Bye, guys. Bye.